It's stark numbers, 10.9 million cases with 522,000 deaths. The figures are from Johns Hopkins University. In the hardest-hit United States, 2.8 million cases and nearly 129,000 fatalities. Some states are rethinking their reopening plans amid sharply rising daily COVID numbers. And health officials are warning that the 4th of July holiday weekend will be a crucial test of Americans' willingness to help stem the dramatic new spread of COVID-19, mainly in the South and West. Florida, Arizona, Texas, and California are the most deeply affected COVID-19 hotspots. They combined for 25,000 new confirmed cases yesterday, as the infection curve rose in 40 of the 50 states. In three dozen states, there are alarming increases in the percentage of COVID tests coming back positive. The U.S. as a whole has begun recording more than 50,000 new cases a day. The governors of Florida, Arizona, and Texas were among the most aggressive in reopening their economies, but things change. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered the statewide use of face coverings. Until recently, he had refused to allow even local governments to impose such rules. Texas has reported 179,000 corona infections with a loss of over 2,500 lives. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has ordered bars, gyms, and theaters to close. But in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis says he has no plans to further the state's shutdown actions, mainly ordering bars to close. He has steadfastly rejected calls to order the statewide use of face masks. Florida counted 10,000 new virus cases yesterday alone. California is once again closing down much of its economy. Its coronavirus case count is approaching a quarter of a million, with some 6,200 deaths. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. France has a new prime minister. This after the resignation of Edouard Philippe. President Emmanuel Macron has named Jean Castex, who coordinated the plan to reopen